Yeah, but can I tell you that by way of background, something I find especially interesting in terms of what you asked me. I don't know if you followed it, but I'm a civilian. I guess I'm the lead civilian counsel for Abu Zubayd. So I go down there a lot. One of the guys I deal with is General John Baker, who's the chief of the defense council.
Yeah.
I don't know if you followed it, but he's just been locked up.
I saw it. I saw some headlines when I was researching this, but I don't know a whole lot about that case, I'm afraid.
That's okay, but it's relevant because he's been locked up. And he claims, correctly, that the court has no authority over Americans down there and can't lock up Americans in Guantanamo because the statute limits it to non-Americans.
Mm.
So and General Baker, who's still incarcerated after 2 days, or maybe 3 days, is down there arguing that the military commissions, by definition, don't have jurisdiction over you.
Yeah. Okay, so is he's locked up at Guantanamo?
Yeah, he's locked up in Guantanamo.
After arguing that you can't lock up American citizens?
Yep.
Right.
And he's right.
Yeah.
He's locked up for contempt of court because the lawyers for the Cole bomber, Ramzi bin al-Shib, the lawyers for him had concluded, and I got to be careful because the government did something that's so top secret that we can't mention it, and it turns out that what they did jeopardized the attorney-client privilege of communications between counsel Ramzi bin al-Shib, including the fact they can't even tell Ramzi bin al-Shib why they can't talk to him about his case. So lawyers decided that you couldn't be a lawyer in that context, so they withdrew.
Right.
Which is fatal to the government's prosecution, partly because the lead counsel is what they call is a capital counsel. It's a capital case, and he has to be there because he's a civilian.
Yeah.
So Baker approved it based on the unethical circumstances that are not to be mentioned, but they're top secret. Very top secret if they're such a bridge. So Baker's brought down there. The judge orders Baker to reinstate these people who wanted to quit. Baker wants to explain why he can't. The judge won't let him explain it. Baker said, "You're not letting me say what I want to say." And the judge says, "No, I'm not," and locked him up. For 21 days, he's effectively in the brig in Guantanamo, where he really is in locations very similar to where detainees are kept.
Yeah.
And so right now he's gone to the federal district court in Washington claiming that the military commission court doesn't have jurisdiction over him. You can't lock him up and detain him. Now it's complicated because he's being locked up for contempt of court in Guantanamo. But the entire issue, in a sense, it puts the entire issue of Trump's claim that could bring people down there in very sharp contrast. Right now, a Marine Brigadier General is arguing that he cannot be locked up because there's no jurisdiction of the court over American citizens without following the normal constitutional procedures.
Yeah.
So I only present that because that's actually quite a big story, and it does tie into your question.
Yeah.
Which is how can the anybody be brought to Guantanamo, at least from the United States.
Mm.
And the background to that, I'm just babbling away.
No, that's fine. Carry on. Carry on.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying carry on.
Yeah, okay. So, one of the problems with Guantanamo is the Constitution doesn't apply because of the status of the people who are there. They can't be American citizens because the Constitution applies to American citizens detained by America anywhere. And it can't be to people who are in the United States or picked up in the United States because the Constitution applies to everybody within the United States.
Mm.
So they brought all these people who are not American citizens, never on American bases, never in America, to Guantanamo, and that's their excuse for not applying the Constitution. Once somebody arrives in the United States, especially if he's a citizen, there's no possibility that he can be brought to Guantanamo and prosecuted there.
Mm.
The Constitution would prohibit it, at least as the rules are set up, because the court system was invented. invented to deal with a non-constitutional system.
Yeah.
And they invented a non-constitutional system, which even that's not working, because if you invent a legal system in a rush, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But I'm just babbling on. You can pick and choose what you want. But one other thing is, from my point of view, it would be wonderful if Trump brought the New York man, whatever, I don't even want to know what to call it, to Guantanamo, because the Constitution would then apply to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the contrast between what would happen to him, have to happen to him, and what they're doing to the other people down there would be so striking, and it would be very effective, I think, in assisting those of us who are representing people in Guantanamo.
Yeah.
My bitch is my client is the guy who was for whom the torture program was explicitly permitted, created, and he was tortured, and they won't charge him with a crime because he'd committed no crimes and no terrorist acts.
Mm.
So he sits there for 15 years getting no credit for time served. Okay, so those are all my bitches. You can ask any questions you want.
No, I mean, like, that's, yeah, I did a master's degree in like 2007, and I remember like going over like the legalities of like the war on terror and everything, and it just seems so ridiculous that a president of the United States is now suggesting, even if he doesn't, he's even like entertaining the thought of a return back to those kind of times, you know?
Yeah, well, it shows he doesn't get it.
Yeah,
you know, any country can panic when it's scared. We were scared. We panicked. We did things we wouldn't have done in a normal time.
Mm.
And history will record this is one of those black spots where when our reaction to attacks and fear is over the top and much more concerned with punishing people without regard to they're getting the right people and not are giving them process. It's sort of like the Japanese internment camps, which were also a mistake, but they're totally different kind, but nonetheless.
Yeah. And
so I agree with you that those times are over, hopefully, for a while.
Yeah. And
except for the President of the United States.
What do you think is the danger of the President saying things like that? Do you think it hurts?
Similar things about the cops who arrested Obama's friend at Harvard. When Obama said that was a terrible thing, the police shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
The argument was that he had now ruined the ability of the policeman to get a fair trial.
Yeah.
And that was a minor incident in which the facts were at least ambiguous.
Yeah. And do you think it? Do you think it hurts for President Trump to make comments like that? Do you think it hurts America's international standing?
Oh, of course. I mean, Guantanamo is such a dead sore on America's reputation and history. And everybody is trying to get rid of it, play it down, try to deny that it happened, minimize it. Because everybody who pays attention to it, and not everybody in the United States does, but everybody who pays attention to it, that's many people around the world, know exactly what Guantanamo is. It's a CIA dark site.
Mm.